it, Chris?
Governor Bill Richardson.
Get out! Governor, we're so happy to have you on the show, finally.
Well, great, Stephanie. Great to be on your show. I love that ad, you know.
It's just hilarious. You have a resume and a sense of humor.
Well, you know, these campaigns, everyone's so serious. Everyone's got these negative ads. And I needed something to break through. In other words, what's different about me? Because I believe I've got the qualifications. So these ads have been playing in Iowa and New Hampshire. And you know, surprisingly, we're moving up. We just moved up in New Hampshire. We're up to 10%. In Iowa, we're moving close to 10%.
So that's great. Well,
they're having a good effect.
And I think the sense of humor helps people to relate to you, because otherwise, absolutely no one could relate to you. It would be like, oh, sure, everyone I know has been an ambassador and a U.S. Secretary of Energy and a governor.
Yeah,
so and you're a little intimidating on paper.
Well, it just shows that you've got to be... You gotta have a sense of humor. You can't take this too seriously, and you gotta get attention, because there are a lot of good candidates out there. There are a lot of rock stars with a lot more money than I have. So I think we broke through a little bit in the consciousness, because the reviews are pretty good on the ads, and I'm glad you like them.
Yeah, but Hillary does not have nearly the fastball that you had. Only you yeah. could have played in the Major League Baseball.
Well, but I appreciate your being so humorous and positive about them.
What position did you play? Because you were going to be drafted. You decided to go to college instead. But what position did you play?
I was a pitcher. And what happened to me was I pitched in high school and college and in a league called the Cape Cod League in Massachusetts. But my arm went dead, so I was scouted. I wasn't drafted. I was scouted. But then at age 21, because I was throwing curveballs at a very early age. I'm talking about real curveballs, not
the political kind. Yes.
That blew my arm out, and so I figured I had to do anything else, but my love was to be a major leaguer, maybe play for the Boston Red Sox, but it didn't happen. So I went into politics, and
so you had to be a governor and the USS Secretary of Energy, ambassador to the UN, and a bunch of other things instead.
Well, you know what happened, Stephanie, was sports. I was really a shy person. I was not a terribly good student. I was okay, but then it was baseball that allowed me to get confidence, and then it wasn't towards later years that I got into politics and wanting to be a political diplomat, and that's what's happened, you know. So for all those kids out there, hang in there. Don't feel you've got to find your calling right away. Just
well,
don't wait too
long. And you are living proof, Governor Richardson, of what you know. We have been saying on our side forever, and that is that you have to talk to people that you disagree with. What you've been able to accomplish with North Korea, I mean, this is what we have been saying, and you've done it.
Well, that's right, Stephanie. You got to talk to people, as bad as they may be. And North Korea is an isolated country, but we finally talked to them directly, and we have some progress on the nuclear front. Not total progress. They're going to start, hopefully, dismantling nuclear weapons. But when I was there about a month ago, they turned over the remains of 6 Americans from the Korean War. So we're breaking through, and I believe we should talk to Syria and Iran and dealing with Iraq. You got to bring them on board, and it's going to be tough. It doesn't mean you're weak by talking to them. But
yeah, isn't that something that Nancy Pelosi was apparently treasonous when she talked to Syria, and now Condi Rice was just there, and I guess it's completely different now.
That's right. She was there 2 weeks after Speaker Pelosi, who was basically delivering the same message that we did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we reach out around the world and try to find common ground. And I've always found when I negotiated with Saddam Hussein, with the North Koreans, we mainly got American hostages out. But, you know, in Darfur, we were there about 4 months ago and got a very short-term, very fragile ceasefire. But at least we made things a little better. And, mm-hmm. and I believe mm-hmm. as president, I would say diplomacy is back. We're part of the international community. We're going to get rid of Guantanamo. We're going to get rid of Abu Ghraib. We're going to respect human rights, and we're going to use diplomacy first and preemption and military force last.
Governor Richardson, I got to get your take on what everybody's talking about today, the immigration bill that everyone seems to hate. We're having Senator Dorgan on later, and I know he says he's going to try to kill the temporary worker program. I know that the right-wing bloggers want to impeach the president over it because they say it's amnesty. It seems like there's something for everyone to hate in this. What's your take on it?
Well, I am reading it at this moment because I've been traveling to Iowa, and it seems that the legalization provision, I do believe, is a step forward, because what's the alternative? What are you going to do with the 12 million? Deport mm-hmm. them? You can't do that. But there are ways, I think, to set strong conditions, learning English, paying back, passing background checks, paying back taxes, paying fines for being here legally, obeying American laws, that as long as it's not an amnesty, as long as it's not immediate citizenship, if there's a path to legalization, that makes sense. And then you also have to do something about controlling the borders, not with this stupid wall that Congress wants to do, but but you do need more border security at this moment in New Mexico.
Right.
I'm
well, that's something
with a
we
bunch
all
of
right
drugs and, mm-hmm. And you know, just general chaos there that we need to confront.
Well, yeah, and I think that's something we all can agree on, is that the president has done a spectacularly bad job on border security. But I think that, you know, as Ted Kennedy said, the bill's not perfect, but it does seem like we have to make a start, that we have really just done nothing about immigration or border security, right?
That's right. And this is a start. But the worry I have is that the bill will go to the House and it'll somebody will have some other brilliant ideas. But it is a step forward. I woke up this morning and said, well, you know, it looks like maybe there's a bipartisan compromise that if everybody around has something to pick with, maybe it's going to work. And we really need to resolve this issue, because everywhere you go, there's tension over it. Mm-hmm. There's local law enforcement that says, well, it's my job to arrest people. It's something ugly that breeds in a lot of folks. And I just hope the Congress finally just get something done. They're almost dysfunctional with their inability to get anything done.
Mm-hmm. What, Governor Richardson, what is your take on Gonzalez? He apparently, as we speak, is still Attorney General, which is kind of shocking to me.
He's got to go. I mean, I just couldn't believe the latest story about him creeping up to John Ashcroft. I never thought I'd cheer for John Ashcroft.
Yeah, me neither.
He finally did.
Me neither.
just standing up to that eavesdropping, which is totally illegal. Even the fact that they even want to do it without a court order, it's just incredible. And they sneak up to the guy's room to get a signature to basically not listen to the acting attorney general. And I think that's just totally wrong. He should go. You know, I gave him a little break because he's part Hispanic, but the guy is, you know, he doesn't know what's happening.
You gave him Hispanic amnesty.
For 2 days.
For a couple of days, I know.
I caught a lot of grief. I said, well, you know, I want to hear him. I want to hear his side in the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Right.
Well, it was worse. You know. So
I know, and then they lied about the meeting. They're like, oh, no, we were just there to wish him well.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
I made a little mistake there. I don't mind saying it, but I admitted why, and the guy's got the highest-ranking position as an Hispanic, but when he's not doing the job and when he's pulling stuff like this, I couldn't believe, sneaking around to a hospital. And John Ashcroft, you know, for once, God, good thing he just stood firm, and he said, the Constitution doesn't permit me to do this. So,
yep, absolutely.
So I'm pleased with that.
Absolutely. Now, I've read something startling, which I was not aware of, and that is that you're apparently going to run for president. You're making the announcement here in Los Angeles on Monday. Is this true?
That is true. It's the world's worst secret.
I had sort of gotten a clue from the fact that you were in the last Democratic presidential debate that perhaps you were running.
That was me sort of in the corner there, although they seem to ignore me. But, yeah, I'm going to make it official. You know what happens here. All of us try to get three bites at the apple. I'm on really my third. There's some that have had about eight. I think McCain's done it eight times.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yep, we know you're running.
But I am doing it in Los Angeles. The symbolic is that, you know, you guys in Los Angeles, I know you're a national show, but this Los Angeles is a huge, huge potential area for me, being Hispanic. I was born there, although I never emphasized it before. I sure have now.
I volunteer to be a cocktail waitress at, you know, fundraising, whatever you need.
Thank you.
Because
thank
now,
you very
now that
much.
You've announced in the biggest forum, the Stephanie Miller Show, it will reverberate.
Right. So it'll be official on Monday, and we're going to have a lot of people there. And it's symbolic because California is now one of the first primaries. So obviously it's important. You know, in the past, Stephanie, a lot of candidates would go to California just to pick your pockets and raise money. Now candidates have to go and get your votes, especially in presidential races.
Come pick my pocket and my vote. We will see you on Monday. And I know, you know what, you've got a whole weekend, so you probably need to get another big job on your resume before then.
So you better
go. All right, Governor Bill Richardson, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes.